We're holding Lama Tesla and Olive. Holding Rashi. Mar Bar Vashi. So Rabbi had presented this Shaila. And the first version of the Shaila is whether you say Yesh Bogar Bekever or not. But Mar Bar Vashi had a different version of Rabbi Shaila. Loi Boila by the Rabbi Mishin Bogar Bekever. Rabbi Shaila was not, after she dies, does Bagras take effect at some point in time? But rather, El Imesa ben Arusa Mipaka, does the Misa when she's a Nara, does that remove the father's skus? Ki Bagras de Michai. I'm just saying the same way when she comes to Bagaris, when she's alive. So when she dies, does that Namisa alone affect a removal of the father's rishus or lo? And this is what the Mora said before. When the Mora said that which Abaya assumes for a double poshet, that the Misa will remove the father's chus, Rava, according to Barbara Rashi, Rava is presenting that as a question. The high lishna, the Barbara Rashi, Aliva the Rava, this version of Mar Bar Avashi, according to Rava, Amr Liel, Milsa, the Pshita Len Labaya, the boy of the Rava. That's what the Mora was referring to, and the Mora said that what Abaya assumes Rava is not sure about. Dila Lishna Kamba, because according to the first version of Rava, Misa does not remove at all. It's not even a question. It doesn't remove at all. Calling the Abaya for sure, Misa removes the father's rishus. According to the first version of Rava, Misa for sure does not remove the father's rishus. According to Mar Bar Avashi, Rava is not sure if it removes the father's rishus. Misha pshita the Rava, the Misa lo mafkoa the loik Abaya. According to the first version, Misa does definitely not remove the father's rishus, not like Abaya. Calls much lebogar. His only question is, what happened to comes to begaris? Can we boil it? Bebogar bekever? Can we boil it? His only question is, what is the bagrus still? The Misa calls Manchel, the Bogra, Polag on Abaya, Vomer Lemafka Bechai. According to the first version of Rava is arguing on Abaya. The more introduced this whole conversation by saying that which Abaya assumes for sure, Rava is not sure about. So Rashi is pointing out that it wasn't, that we finally got to that point where we see that what we're referring to. Because according to the first version of Rava, it's not that Rava is masup is mavoyale, but rather Rava says for sure it's not true. Okay. Misa oisabagris. What was Marbar Ravashi's question? Does Misa oisabagris? Does Misa accomplish the same halacha that bagris does? Oisa din bagris. The mafka kach av ki bagris. The Misa accomplishes the same thing as bagris. It removes the father's rishus. Okay. Okay. Now we're holding the Gemara on Lama Tesim and Aleph. We're holding Boimine Rabba Me Abaya. So Rabba asked Abaya the following question. It's about halfway down the page. End of the line. Boimine Rabba Me Abaya. Boalea, it's about 10 lines, about 9 lines up before the Mishnah. Boalea, so the man was ma'anis the girl. Minis Arsa. And now she became an Arusa. Mahu. What's the lacha? You hold that Misa removes the father's rishus. We know that Bagris removes the father's rishus. What about being Nisarsa? Does that remove the father's rishus? So does Arison remove the father's rishus? Now, we had before, in the Mishnah, according to Bekiva, that Asher Lo Arusa, had she been married as an Arusa, divorced, and then somebody's Ma'anasur, it goes, according to Mishnah, Bekiva says it goes to the girl. It doesn't go to the father. So now the question is,
Bless you.
Thank you. So now the question is, that he was ma'anis the girl, and then she became an arusa. So it's the same way Rabbi Akiva said before, that the din arusa removes the father's rishus, and now the kanas goes to herself. So that's a case where there was erusin, she got divorced, and then somebody's ma'anis her. So she's already been through erusin, then she became an arusa. So that hers, she gets the kanas herself. But now, the kanas was, the ma'anis of being ma'anis her was when she was in rishus of the father. And then she became an arusa afterwards, before they had collected the money, before they went to Bezdin. So does that fact that it took place after the maisa being an anusa, before the collection, remove the father's rishus or not? Okay. So Amar Leis, Abaye said back, Miksi, Rebun Hassan Levi, Anara, Asher Lo Arusa, okay, it doesn't say which she that he can't give it. So now she's an arusa. Does it say in the pasuk? It says that she was not an arusa. The main thing is she was not an arusa before the ma'isa. Even now she is an arusa, it's acceptable. So as long as she, according to Rekiva, she wasn't an arusa before the ma'isa, fine. So the kanas belongs to her father. But right now she's an arusa. Oh, the pasuk doesn't say she's not an arusa. It says she wasn't an arusa. So the fact that she's an arusa now is not a problem. So the kanas goes to the father. So Rabbi said back, according to your reasoning, if they're ma'anis the girl, and not only did she have erusin afterwards, but she had nesuin as well, la'atzma, the kanas goes before they went to Bezdin. So the kanas goes to the girl herself. Miksiv and Asan Levi Anara Asher Loi Nesua. It doesn't say, there's no pasuk which says, well, that right now she's in Nesua is a problem. So maybe, and the same way right now she's in Nesua is a problem, even though the pasuk does not indicate that. So maybe right now she's in Arusa is also a problem, according to Bekiva, that Erisin is Mafka, the Rishos of the father. How can you compare the two? Hasam ha'elu bagris mitzir mishus av. We know that bagris is mitzir mishus av for all of the skusim of the father. The father can no longer marry her off. The father no longer gets her ma'aser yadayim. The father no longer gets her kanas either. So therefore, we have this. We know that when the father, if somebody's ma'aser and she becomes a begaris before they go to Bezdin, the skus goes to the girl. We know in the Suin, if a girl, the father marries his daughter off, and she reaches the state of the Suin, and then her husband dies or divorces her, she does not go back to the shush of the father. The father can no longer marry her off. The father no longer gets her ma'asiyah daim, etc. So we know the Suin ma'asiyah mishush av, not only in the context of kanas, but in other areas as well. Therefore, we compare the Suin regards to kanas to begaris. Ma bagris bala ubagra la'atzma. So we know that if the pasuk says v'nasan lavi anara, so when the nesida also has to be, she still has to be anara. So that's a fair pasuk that begaris, he does, if she becomes a begaris before they pay the kanas, the payment goes to the girl. So just like begaris, the payment goes to the girl. And Bagris, we know in general, removes all power authority the father has over the daughter. And the suin removes all authority also, so probably has the same halacha, that the payment has to be to the girl. Therefore, ma Bagris bolev bogar la'atzma, af the suin bolev when he says la'atzma. Ela erisin, mikom afkirme shusa da'av l'gamri. But that's not true. That erisin does not remove the father's authority totally, even when she's actually at the state of being an arusa, because tanan nara marasa, avia ubala mefian lo nidareo, the father still is part of the process of hafora. She makes a neder that we need the father's hafora to remove her neder. We need the husband's as well. But we see that the father maintains some rishus over the girl as well. So therefore, it's not clear. What will be in a case where somebody's ma'anis the woman, the girl, and then she becomes an arusa, whether the father loses the right to the kanas or not? That's why we're not sure. Okay. But Abai is arguing that the fact that you see that Nesuin removes the father's schus is not any raya that the Eresuin removed the father's schus. And then Abai argues the pasuk doesn't say Asher lo yarus, it says Asher lo yaros. Okay, so Rashi. Bagas Matsir Mishusav. We know the father, he can sell her when she's a katana. Mishra Shevach, other income, can also, I see that, the kanas, her, what she produces, Benaris continues it when she's a nara as well. Kefirin Perak Nara, we'll see in the next Perak. Ababagas, Lo Yashkul, the Torah never gives the father any exclusive over his daughter when she's a begaris. So the father never gave any type of rishus to the father over her. So how can we take away what she has and give it to the father? So Rashi pointing out, it's not the pshat we have a pasuk which indicates the father doesn't have rishus. It's the opposite. We have no pasuk which indicates that he does. So then the assumption will be, the default assumption will be that he doesn't. And we know that Nesuin Motzia Mishusav, Kedashim refers to Dorim, the Chosman, Shal Nises, Aviyah Mefer, Misha Nises, Ein Yochol Lohofer. That the father loses the power to be Mefer in the Dorim, forced to Dorim is when a person's wife, or a father to a daughter, when she's a Naro, she makes a Neder. The father has the authority to say, I refuse the Neder, and the Neder becomes annulled. Or the husband has a right with issues which either will be applicable between the two of them, or something which is inu nefesh. The husband has a right to be made for her neder and or shua, and the neder is annulled. Vola kashinara bagra. Well, we know that if just like bagras, which is moitzir mishus av, and we know if somebody's ma'an as a girl. And then she becomes a begaris before the payment takes place. It goes to the girl. La'atzma. Bola kashinara v'bogra. La'atzma l'ksiva nasan ho'ish ha'shokhe v'mo la'vi hanara. So that pasuk is not talking about what she was when the act happened. It's talking about when the payment happens. Im nara hi b'shas n'sino. She has to be a nara b'shas n'sino. So we learn out from begaris to nesuin. By Arusa, via Bala, made a mufrachi for her name. We need both the father and the husband to be made for us. So the father still has rishus over the girl when she is an Arusa. Okay. Marbara Baravashi. So the Mishnah. If a man's mafata girl, so he has to pay three payments, and the onus has to pay four. A mafata noisin boshes upagamu knas. So there's the knas, the Torah gives the knas. But above and beyond the knas, which is a knas for the act that he did it, but there's also the fact that he had on the woman. So there's the boshes. This creates an element of busher for the woman, and it creates a pagam, that her value went down. And the onus also pays, besides the knas and the bushes and the pagam, he also pays for the tsar for the pain. Okay. So the mishnah ma'abin onus ha'mafatav. Let's list all the differences between a case when he's ma'anis the girl and he's mafata the girl. Mafata means he convinces her to have beer with him, and ma'anis is he forces it. So if he convinces her and the woman agrees to it, the woman is able to ready herself for the ma'asibisha. She wants it, so there's no tsar. Number one, ma'anis noisin is a tsar. Mafata ain't a noisin is a tsar. Mafata doesn't pay for tsar. The halacha is by Oinus, by both of them, the Torah says he should marry her. But Oinus pays the whether he marries her or not, he has to pay. By Mefata, if he marries her, he doesn't have to pay. If the father says, I don't want, which is true by both of the scenarios, that he doesn't marry her, but only then does the Mefata pay. So when the father says no, but if the father would agree that he should marry her, then he doesn't have to pay. But Oinus, even though the father's agreeing and he's marrying her, he still has to pay the kanas. Oinus shoysa batzitzoi, v'hamafatim rotzo lehoitzi moitzi. Once he marries her, may he divorce her? By Oinus, the answer is no. So shoysa batzitzoi is... It's an idiom which means he's forced to drink from the cup that he chose, no matter what. Mafata, once he marries her, he wants to divorce her afterwards, he may divorce her. Keita Shersa Batsitsoi, what does it mean, Shersa Batsitsoi? I feel he bechigeres, even though she's lame, I feel he's even though she's blind, I feel he mukashkin, even though she's full of boils all over her body. So he cannot divorce her. However, there is a scenario where he could divorce her. Nips about Devar Erva, he finds that she has a Devar Erva, but she has an Aveira. She was Mazana Tachtov, now she's usher to him. Oh, Yishena Ruya Lava Be Yisrael. She's usher to be married to Klai Yisrael. Tana Rishor the Kaima. Not only is he allowed to divorce her, but he may not keep her. He must divorce her. Shenemar velosia leisha. She should be for him as a wife. Isha harila. We darshan to be a woman who would be correct for him to marry. Okay. So Rashi boishes ubegam. The masis in the kamon mefarshul. The Mishnah later on will discuss the definition how we define boishes ubegam. What is this miyad lavia? So he has to pay the father immediately, even though he's marrying her. Mafata is the only pays the cheshayotzi. Now, the more part, what do you mean the cheshayotzi? That sounds like when he divorces her. The halacha is he pays when the father says not to marry. Parach otu ishtihi, or the truth is, he could also say not to marry, he'd have to pay. The more is she his wife already? Mafarash lo l'cheshal lo yichnus. If he doesn't marry her. So it doesn't mean the chashiyot. It means if they choose that he shouldn't marry her, either the father or he says no, so then he has to pay. But if he does marry her, he does not pay the kanas. If the father refuses, then kesav yishol, then he pays. He pays, and he marries her. So the pasuk explicitly states, even though he's marrying her, he has to pay. The kelim which he chose to drink from, he's forced to drink from. He cannot send her away. If he sends her away, he's mechuyav to remarry her. He cannot keep her in a state of, he may not divorce her, and he may not leave her in a state of being divorced. So he's forced to be with this woman no matter what. Zogt Gemara Tzar Demai. What is this pain they're referring to? Some Rav Huah, the Shmuel Tsar Shechav Dal Gabi Karka. The man was Manas, the girl. He forced her, he grabbed her and threw her down. Some more says, Maskal of Bezeru. Olmiata, Chav Dal Gabi Shiroyan, Hokinami the Potter. If he threw her down on a nice, soft cushion, soft cloth, silk, satin, he should be Potter. Maybe you say, Rav Shimon Yehuda says in the name of Rav Shimon that he argues and says, "Onus enem mashalim as tzar." He doesn't even onus does not pay tzar. Why? In nation soifa litzar tachas ba'alo. So we're going to assume that this pain eventually will happen in marriage. That's what Rav Shimon says. Now, if the tzar referring to is the act of throwing her down onto the ground, we're not assuming that the husband's going to be doing that to her. So what does he mean? Now, the Brisa continues, the pain is not the same. Okay, so what is the pain referring to? The fact that he forced her to separate herself and allow him to enter. You've opened yourself up to any man. Moore says, if that's the pain, Befuta also has that pain. So there's pain, but the person chose to do that. It's similar to the concept if somebody tells Reuben, tells Shimon, tear my clothing. So the lachas Shimon, if Shimon does it, Shimon's potter. Reuben was Michael. So even though there's pain, she was Michael the pain.
Yeah, but we don't say, but eventually the clothes would have worn out. So it doesn't matter. You say it eventually she'd be married. So
that's where Shimon's are. We're not going on Reb Shimon. That's a good question. But hold on a second. But the Mor is dealing with a different question. The Chachamim say that you pay tzar. What is the tzar? Piece of Goliath. So the Mor says, piece of Goliath applies to Mefuta also. The Mishnah says Mefuta doesn't pay tzar. So the Mor says, well, the Mefuta was Michael. Right? Now, let's go back a step and say, if that's the tzar referring to, so what's Reb Shimon saying? Reb Shimon's saying that it's going to happen eventually. So that's a good question. What's this argument of Reb Shimon that since it's going to happen anyway, so therefore he doesn't have to pay? Let's take the next step. But the Gemara says, okay, so but we're arguing that the tzar is the tzar piece of reglaim, and the Gemara says, if the tzar is the tzar piece of reglaim, why does it apply to Mefut? The Gemara answers, because she's Mechelis. The Gemara says, and you find you can be Michael payments for damages, just like a person can be Michael the payment for the damage of his clothing. So she's Michael the payment damage for her tzar. The Gemara says, that's very nice, but it doesn't belong to her. Shali davu aninu. She's still in reshus to the father. The payment goes to the father. She can't be Michael the father's payment. So why doesn't have a foot to pay? If that's the issue, why doesn't have a foot? And that pain applies even to a foot. Why doesn't he pay? So the Gemara says, no, that's not what we're talking about. Ella Omer Rav Nachman Omer Rav Baravua Pichus Shebehed Armus. The women, we know that the wise women say that they know that Mefuta, excuse me, ain't look tsar, doesn't have tsar. Okay. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Well, Chazir in the Isla, there is tsar, there is pain. She's a psula, and there's pain from the breaking of the psulim, etc. Amr Baya Amr Li Aim, my mother taught me. Kamaya Chamima al Resha the Karacha. It's like the pain is the equivalent pain of warm water on a bald person, so it hurts for a second. The first, hot water, but not boiling to the point it's going to burn him. But that first second, it hurts. So it's a very minimal pain. That's not a pain that the law is, so you have to pay tzar for that. Rav Amar Amarli Basra Chista was his wife. Okay, so Chista's daughter. He says, "Kirivda the kosilta." It's the pain of rivda the kosilta. Rivda the kosilta was when you have a slight wound on your skin. So I'm not sure he means the usually rivda the kosilta means the scab which is on it. It means like you have a scab on the wounds. So it's there's a certain level of it itches. Means there's some irritation there. Rav Amar Amar Libas Abba Surah, which was his wife, Ki nahama akusha bechinti. It's like hard bread on a when you're chewing, which rubs against the roof of your mouth, so it irritates it a little bit. So that's the pain which they have, and that's not a pain which you have to pay for. But whereas at oinus, there's a full pain, and that's what you have to pay. Zogt. Comes Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon argues that, you know, the pain of breaking of the psulim is what we're referring to. The pain of breaking of the psulim, that'll happen. It's going to happen at some point in her life anyway. So all he did is move it back that he was on the did as opposed to her husband doing it. So that's not, he's Machayev to pay. And what the Chomer is saying back, that when a woman is ready to do the Maisibia, seemingly the pain of breaking the psulim, it's much less. It's just this minimal type of pain. Whereas in the case of an oinus, it's much more painful. And that's why there's a key of paying sar. Sar. Rashi is on the top of the page. Now, so whatever the pain that the Chum say you pay, he's saying it's going to happen. The Mor says, well, if the pain is referring to v'chibel al-gabi karkahu, if the payment the Chum is referring to is the act of throwing her down onto the ground, she's not going to be. How could Shimon respond to that and say, well, it's going to happen anyway under her husband? It's not. That's not true. Okay. The Mor says, she has a right to say, Michael, my clothing? It's not a, to me, it's read as a question. All the payments which, any benefits which come when she's a Nara, go to the father. So the payments of the, you're saying that there is Sar, but she's Michael. The payment goes to the father, so how could she, be Michael, the payment of the father? Rivda Kusilta is puts Tyra the Fulmoya Belaz. So I don't know what that means, but Rasha's Rivda is Nikir is like the cutting. Kusilta is Kli Uman Makis. It's the Makis has, when he does the bloodletting, he makes an incision. It's the same. Those words mean the exact same thing. So it's the cut. He makes his incision and he lets some blood out. There's a minimal pain, right? Tell you, be a little prick, right? So I'm not sure it means the cutting or it means the pain afterwards. I'm not sure what it means. Now Rashi points out over here that. The Morris says in Kedushin that Abaye's mother died in childbirth. So how did his mother communicate to him? So here Abaye referred to Umnosoy, how you say it was the woman who raised him. Like it says, by Oymenes Hadassah, Mordecai raised Esther, so he's called the Oymen. So the Umnosoy is the woman who raised him. So Abaye referred to her as Aim, my mother. Bashochitza Isha Shal Rava. Rabba said that his wife, the daughter of Ruchista, and Rapapa said Basa Basura, the base of the Rapapa was the wife of Rapapa. Nahama Akusha Bechinchi. Hard bread, Kalechem Kosher Shagar Resachek, which it irritates the palate, the roof of the mouth. Okay. So the Mora, Aynas Tashemiyad, and Mafata is the Cheshayotzi. So Mafat only pays when he divorces her. The Mora says, one second, we haven't gotten her married yet. He divorces her. Ishtahi, is she his wife? Amrabaya, Emo, what the Mishnah means to say is L'chishal lo yichtas, when he chooses not to marry her. So the Torah says that Mar Yemen lo yishtah, he should marry her. The father says no, he doesn't marry her. And then we're going to assume that the Mor is going to say that he also has a right to say no if he's willing to pay. Okay, so he has a right to choose. Either he will marry her or pay. So when he chooses not to marry her, then he has to pay. Tanya Namihochi has a mitzvah to marry her, but he doesn't want to marry her. He doesn't have to. He can pay instead. Tanya Namihochi, Abishamra Mafata Noisin. that the father gives l'chisho lo yichnois, only pays the knas when he doesn't marry her. But boishes of begam no sin miyad. But the other payments of mafata, which are the boishes of begam, those are paid immediately. Ve'echad ha'oynes, ve'echad mafata. Furthermore, the Brisa says whether the both in the case of oynes and the case of mafata, bein hiu bein avir yichal la'akev. The father can say no, and the girl can say no. So Mor says, okay, one second. Let's talk about that. Bishlam mafuta, by mafuta I know that that's true. Conceive, the pasuk says, imoen imoen avia l'sita loy. So the pasuk says, if the father refuses to, then says that he refuses to give this girl to the mafata as a wife. And the brisa says, and the elavia, I know that the father has the power to refuse. He atzma menayin. How do we know that she, the mafuta, also has the right to say no? Tamalomer yimoein mikol makom. It says moein yimoein. It's coming to be marber that any refusal, even the refusal of the girl. Ela oynis, but the case of oynis, bishlam ihi. I know that the girl can refuse. See, velosia midaitu. So it says she should be to him. So Loshan Havaya always assumes that she's choosing to do that. It should be is a state of being which is not automatically assumed. She has to choose it. Elavia minolat. How do we know if the father says no? If the girl is agreeable, the father says no, that he doesn't marry her. So it means that the average guy walks over to a man and wants to marry the daughter, it's up to the father. But this guy, because he didn't have his manasseh, he gets to force the father to give it to him. That's not mistabr. The person who's a chayte, Reuben can walk over to Shimon, I want to marry your daughter. Shimon says yes, Shimon says no. This fellow's ma'anis the girl, Reuben's ma'anis the girl, goes over to Shimon and says, ha ha, Shimon, I get to get her no matter what, because I did it a favor, I get to take her. That's not logical. Normally the father gets to choose, and over here the father's forced to, doesn't get to choose. It's not logical, so the father has a right to say no. Rava Omar Kalvachomer. Rava says, I can learn out from a fata, based on a Kalvachomer. Mama fata shaloi over ela al dasavia. Bilvad, okay, the mafata, the girl agreed to it. So what was the problem? The father didn't agree to it. So still, bein hi uvein avia yichalim la'akev, both she and the father have the ability to be ma'akev, oynis, which there was more problem, sh'over al das avia, v'al das atzmo, lo kol shkein. So Robert doesn't just argue it's not right from the general din of kedushin. He's arguing from the case of mafata, where we have a special pasuk to indicate the father, clear in the pasuk that the father has the choice. So it's, and we know that oynis is a worse act than mafata. So clearly, the father has the choice by the case of oynis as well. Rava Amar Omer Kabai. Why didn't Rava say by his argument? Because kiman the kav mishalom kenas lav chayten iskerhu. You know what? You're saying, you know, he can't get away scot-free. He's not getting away scot-free. He's paying a nice sum of money. The sum of money that he's paying was the equivalent of paying a ksuba, which Chazal understood that was enough for an individual to live on, food, clothing, and shelter for a year. That's the amount of money that was. You know, that's a nice sum of money. Especially you're living in a society which the general people were making, you know, like, you know, very minimum wages. So he's not getting away scot-free. So maybe we can't argue that therefore the issue of whether he marries her or not is something wrong. We're hitting him in a different way. So, but why didn't Abaya say the Kal V'Chomer? Let's hold it here. We'll pick up this tomorrow.